Hello and welcome to this, our edition of our podcast entitled The Biggest Obstacle to Selling Anything Online. You will find that the biggest obstacle to selling anything online, selling your goods or your services, isn't really price, isn't technology, isn't the lack of traffic, nor the shortage of Facebook fans or Twitter followers. There is one fundamental necessary to persuade your visitors, your followers, your fans, your random surfers from reaching for their credit card and buy what you're selling, your goods or your service. And that one element or lack of it which will impede your sales and prevent sales is trust, or the lack of trust. Trust can be defined obviously as a sort of a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability or strength of someone or something. On the internet, this one element, this vital element of trust, is the one big barrier between your business acquiring new clients or customers or even new subscribers to your website content. Trust, just like in the online or the offline world, rather in the real world, must be earned. So in the context of marketing your business online, gaining your visitors' trust must be one of your principal goals for your website. The first way that you do this will involve demonstrating your expertise or authority in your marketplace. This is not a short-term thing. It can't be done overnight. It does involve a commitment to providing great value content on a consistent basis for your website visitors, publishing really useful information or tips, addressing the very real problems that your visitors are seeking to solve or ameliorate. It involves building a relationship with your visitors through various effective and ethical means. The two most important and effective methods of building trust and demonstrating authority are, number one, publishing great content consistently on your website, and number two, email marketing. Email marketing is a very, very effective method of building and maintaining a relationship with your subscribers. Firstly, in order to obtain subscribers, you must prepare something of value and give it to your potential subscribers for free. And you continue to give your subscribers great information, great tips, great help in relation to their problems or whatever it is that they are seeking to solve. When you think you've done enough in terms of giving great content, you need to give some more. Ultimately, what you're looking to do is have somebody email you or call you and ask you this question: what would you recommend? At this stage, you know that you've gained the trust of your subscriber or your visitor. As an example of this, a number of years ago, there was an experiment carried out by a social psychologist. It involved a TV company putting a gentleman outside a small town bank. They dressed him up in a uniform, which obviously demonstrated trust or authority, and they put a sign in the window of the bank. The bank were in on this, and the sign basically said, "Bank closed for training. Please give your deposits to the security guard." Outside the bank, the security guard, resplendent in a new security guard's uniform provided by the TV company, accepted deposits for the duration of the experiment. This security guard obviously was an employee of the TV company. Over 90% of bank customers willingly gave their hard-earned cash to the security guard. When asked afterwards why they, to a man and woman, pointed to the uniform and the sign, and they essentially said he looked official. Now, he looked official because of the trust or authority that people associated with a security man's uniform. This experiment demonstrates the power of trust and the power of being the authority, and why, for example, the police, army, judges, barristers, and so many other figures of authority in our society wear a uniform of one kind or another. You don't need and you can't wear a uniform online. but you can become the authority, the trust figure, which will allow you to become the go-to resource for your visitors, and which will allow you to overcome the single biggest impediment to generating new sales, new business online, overcoming the lack of trust. Thank you for listening to this episode, and please subscribe to our podcast, which will carry more episodes with hopefully what we think is very useful information, which will allow you to build your business online and to market your business through the internet, the very, very cost-effective method of marketing on the internet.